now present and brought before that the first four verses of this book. I would read them again, but we've read them, and I think you can just look there real quickly and see what we were talking about. We were talking about God's exceeding great and precious prophecy, and how His divine power will give all things that pertain to life and godliness, and we've been made partakers of the divine nature. We're nature of God. So based upon that and considering that, in verse 5, Peter says, "And beside this, given all diligence, add me a faith virtue and a virtue knowledge, and the knowledge temperance and temperance patience, and the patience godliness, and the godliness brotherly kindness and the brotherly kindness charity. With these things being you abound, will make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that liketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten and is purged from his own sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For some an infant shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Would you pray with me and pray for me again? Father, thank you for loving us, being good to us. It's preaching time again. Lord, I need your help. I pray tonight that the Word of God will find good ground for all. And I pray that you would open our hearts to receive this wonderful Word of God. And may you give us an understanding. May you speak to us from your Word tonight. And may these things certainly be a great part of our lives as believers in Christ. Please help me to be focused, be able to think clearly, that I can speak clearly, and I can bring these truths out, and that God can use them to bring forth fruit in our lives. And I'll be grateful for it. For I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Verse number 5, "And beside these, along with these, going with these, beside these, giving all diligence, add to your faith." And then we have several graces that are listed that we are to add to our faith. At first sight, you might think it is like putting beads on a string. You put one on, you put another on. But I really think the resemblance is more like the branches on a tree than it is the beads on a string. Does that make sense to you? It's not you add one and to that one you add another and to that one you add another. But the faith, that beginning faith, that faith by which we are saved, get saved, and then you add all of these to that faith, that new birth, that new life that God gives you. So we look at this, and it said here that we are to add to our faith. That literally means to supply generously, not just down, you know, not just a little, but generously. Add to it in a generous way. I've seen people not going off on the line, just illustrating, all right? But I've seen people when they cook, I promise you, they're cooking for two. They cook it for two. Amen? But I don't care how little macaroni and cheese left over. I don't care how big fried chicken left over. I don't care how whole green beans left over. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, when we cook, and really cook, we don't cook every day. But when we cook, we cook. Amen? And when I do something, I try to do it right. Amen? I mean, be generous in what you do. Amen? I mean, nothing wrong with giving somebody a quarter. teaching me to supply generously. So we developed one quality, that ain't the right word, we developed quality as we exercised another quality, as we had all these different graces. Now, I done said that, so let's move along. It's not, you know, a popular saying, I remember it being real popular how many years ago, I'm not real sure. I think it was picked up in the charismatic movement, but it was let go and let God. Some of you remember that? Let go and let God. Well, that's not what we're preaching tonight, man. It's not what we're preaching tonight. What we're preaching tonight is not let go and let God, but what I'm preaching tonight is God has saved us. We put faith in God, and now we're to give diligence in our Christian life. Not to say, well, now God, you want to go ahead. But I'm telling you, we are to endeavor. We are to strive. We're to put forth our best effort to add to that saving faith the graces that the Lord wants us to add. Amen. I know it's one thing to be saved and another thing to live victorious. I understand those truths. But I'm going to say tonight that it's not just enough to let go and let God, but we are to make every effort to bring alongside that faith these Christian graces that are mentioned here. Amen. Giving all diligence. Bring in all zeal and effort. Secure as high attainment as you can. I remember two brothers one time, and literally happened. And one of them said, when I grow up, I want to be an airplane pilot. And he said to his little brother, he said, you want to be my co-pilot? And he said, no, I want to be a garbage truck driver. Honestly, that literally happened. I was out there with him. So he heard. Amen. Well, somebody's going to haul the garbage. Whoever does that, they ought to be paid pretty good, I think, don't you? Amen. Somebody's going to do it. But this old thought of, I'm just going to, well, as long as I'm saved, I know I'm justified in faith, and I know the Lord loves me, so I'm not really concerned about being mean to the devil and treating people like dirt. I'm not really concerned about how I live. I'm going to heaven, Christ died. Hey, that's not the attitude that the Word of God teaches, especially in the chapter that we're dealing with tonight. Amen? That's right. We ought to try to secure as high attainment as we possibly can. We should make this a distinct and a definite object of our life to add these things to our faith. Amen. And as I've done said, not necessarily in the order that we have down here, but it's adding all of them to the faith. Faith's important. You know that? Without faith, it's impossible to believe God. Faith is how every one of us got saved. Everybody's saved. You're saved by grace through faith. Faith is very important. You don't believe God, you're not saved. Faith is what lays hold of that eternal life. Our faith in Christ and what He has done. Our faith in His promises. And oh, friend, you need that more to that initial faith. I am told that where it says to add, this word add, there in that Greek word translated add, there is an allusion to a course leader. One that leads different people as they see a course. And you see, what's being said is let faith lead on. But let these be the graces that faith leads in our life. So let's look at them real quickly tonight. First of all, there's virtue.
That simply means moral excellence. It means the fulfillment of a thing. You see, when a tool, a plow, a drill, or whatever it is, that fulfills its purpose, that means it has its excellence, that virtue. You take land that produces a crop, it is fulfilling what it's there for and what it's supposed to do. It also means manliness and courage. You know, in reality, I know we still got some great men. I know we still got some heroes. I know everybody amen to the dogs. I know there's still great people in America. There's great people in practically every aspect of life, in the realm of the political, in the realm of religious leaders, in the realm of social life. But there's some people that excel. There have been people that definitely were people of courage. And I don't have time. In fact, I don't really have a lot on my mind tonight of the courage, you know. Occasionally, I'll go over to Falmouth and visit Sergeant Alvin C. York's birthplace. In fact, I have reason to go through there as we travel to Auburn, Kentucky, and been through there numbers and numbers of times. But up till about 2 years ago, I had never been directly to his gravesite. One day, while we were having a barbecue with Doug Rabbit and myself, drove over and spent just a few minutes there. And you know the background, the story, the courageous hero, and how, you know, he really get with a gift at first, what he wanted to do, but he felt so constrained and so compelled that he went ahead. And man, the history that Tennessee man made here in America, you know, a manliness, and we're living in a day, and I hadn't thought about this because I've been studying these words, and I really didn't give a lot of time. But man, you talk about weak, pussyfoot, 65 generation of men today. We've got it, whether you like it or not, sweetheart. We do have it today. Yeah. Hey, I ain't hardly 6 foot, but I ain't no woman. Amen. Man. I'm talking too much and I need to move on. But a week or two ago, I don't know on Facebook or not or whatever we got going on, but truth is truth. Amen. I'm not up here telling a lie. It's the truth. So I was going to Kentucky and I wanted to look at my ammunition, my hair, and get over the ears and grow it out. And so I went down to Slips and Clips. That's what I call it. Amen. And that girl says, you want anything off the top? I said, please don't. Amen. But I didn't want to mess up. And but I'm telling you, what I'm saying is this. I don't wear a long hair. You said, well, it don't matter. Well, where in the world did that come from that it don't matter? The book of Revelation talks about a creature, a beast, a creature that has hair like a woman and a face like a man. You remember that? Hair like a woman. What was he talking about? He's hair to his hair. No, hair like a woman were. There's to be difference in manliness and effeminate. Amen? In fact, that word effeminate is listed as those that will not inherit the kingdom of God. Man, call it gay. Call it what you want. No, I tell you, far as I'm concerned, the Bible calls it sodomy, and the judgment of God fell on it time and time again, and it will fall on it again. So what do I mean? What do you mean? Praise God, these men ought to have my head. Look like them. Amen. Right. Curse, brother. I mean, you know, we need some young men raised up in this country that got courage to stand for America. We need some young men. we don't, shame on them. Somebody said, I don't know much about the Bible. How old are you really? Well, I'm just 60. Well, you ought to know a whole lot about the Bible. You ought to be able to believe what two verses. Yeah. Amen. I mean, honestly tonight, man, don't be bragging about the ignorance. I'm trying not to show mine. But he said that we're to add to this faith, knowledge, the ability to handle life successfully. Did you know that a lot of people got all kinds of education? They've been school, and they still don't know much. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, but there is a real knowledge, and it's based on the Word of God and what God gives us in His Bible. Do you believe that?
Yes.
I sure do. The ability to handle life and faith. Practical knowledge. Or discernment. Did you know in the Christian life you cannot separate the heart and the mind? In the Christian life, you can't separate the heart and the mind. And you cannot separate character and knowledge. We're talking about virtue, and then we've got knowledge, and they do go together on the same tree. They're on the same tree. They grow a life of faith that's placed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul told Timothy to study to show yourself approved. Can I say to you tonight, I'm not trying to be mean, but these truths ring loud and clear to me. Well, teach Sunday school, get your Bibles and books and pray and learn the Word of God. Have some knowledge about the Word of God. Know how to be saved. Know why you're saved eternally. Know how to tell others to be saved. Knowledge. Amen. No, I don't have all the answers to the visions of Daniel. I don't have all the answers to the visions in the Revelation. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I know tonight that Jesus Christ is coming again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I know tonight, praise God, this thing started out in the beginning was God, and it closed out, praise God, with God on His throne and in victory and paradise restored. Amen. Praise God, I know that much about it. Oh, yeah. Study to show thyself approved. I'd say to you young people tonight, don't be lazy, be diligent in your study. I'm not just talking about the Bible, I'm talking about you graduate, before you graduate high school, don't be lazy, study, learn, get all you can, and get all you get. Amen, that's right. You get an opportunity to go to a good Bible college or a college where you can learn a skill, what is the word I'm looking for? A trade, whatever, praise God, I'm telling you. Hey, man, this thing is just being amazing. You need to, if I have anything to say to a young person besides you, all of them to get saved, you need to get saved. If I have any word to give to a young person besides that word, I would say learn and learn and learn and then learn some more.
Amen.
Well, you ain't going to get this much. I know knowledge fluffeth up. The Bible clearly teaches that. If you ain't careful, you learn a little bit, you get the big head. I understand that. I know that. I believe that. But never don't let it go to your head. Let it get in your heart and serve God and honor the Lord with your heart and mind. Second word, the next word, brother, is the word temperance. Mastery over all of our evil inclinations and appetites. Don't just have to do with alcohol. I preach against alcohol. The Bible is against alcohol. I preach against it, but friend, there's more to the temperance than refraining from alcohol and tobacco products. Amen. You really are. Awesome. Right. All of our evil inclinations. You see, there's no propensity of our fallen nature are we to give indulgence to. Beyond the limits of which the law of God allows. Amen. That's right. Him. Then God in any capacity whatsoever. If you're going to serve God in any capacity whatsoever, your life has a place for that. The ability to just endure when circumstances are difficult. You know, self-control has to do with handling the pleasures of life. Patience relates primarily to the pressures and the problems of life. Amen. And then the ability to endure problem people is called long suffering. Amen. And all of them fall under this thought of patience. You know, there's people that are irritated to death. They talk, if you'll let them, they'll drive you up a wall. They keep you mad at a half the time. Amen. Yes. Make some peace and not suffer toward them. That's right. Oh, how we need patience. I'm about halfway through the first one.
Because I do
remember reading one time some word of Bible. I believe that Paul in the Roman letter said tribulation for a thing. I don't get my mind out.
Yes.
But it don't happen. It don't happen. Those hard times, their opposition, those struggles in life, it's what gives you patience. Can I say tonight, there is a process of hardship that you've got to go through to mature you and to develop you.
Right.
I heard the story as an illustration of what I'm writing for now of the butterfly in its stages of development. And this butterfly was in this pupa was in this cocoon. That is the right standing. Was in this cocoon and was eating his way out, and then he was finally out. And all he's digging and he's working and he's wiggling and he's struggling. Oh, he's struggling, man, he's struggling. And the little girl felt sorry for him and helped him get out. And you know what happened to that? That's a process that thing is going to go through before he ever fly. How colors like butterflies. And I'm going to tell you, this thing of problems and aggravations and all this stuff, we think, man, this is driving me crazy. Oh, this is more than I can almost handle. Man, I've got to change jobs. I've got to change churches. I might even have to change women. Amen. I mean, you just think all kinds of stuff. And here I tell you tonight, need a whole lot of patience. Let's move on. The next word is godliness. That means godlikeness. I'm told that the original word means to worship well. God, to worship well. It speaks of the man that's right with God and he's right with his fellow men. time, see. Teddy's there. Oh, my. Huh? They don't treat me like they treat everybody. They told, I heard this told a true story years ago. That this pastor, this is told a true story. This pastor,
I'm
government office. He was making some kind of show people. Lord, help with this old cold word.